Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, some months ago, a survey in the UK found that many people under a certain age were unfamiliar with the word plonker. Language and insults change over time. So is the same process happening here? Donal O'Dea is co-author of the book of feckin' Irish insults. Afternoon, Donal.
Good afternoon, John.
Do Irish insults and British insults differ in any material way?
I think they differ. There's a marked difference in them. I think, you know, a lot of the English slang that we get comes from TV. And I think some of it's scrabbled across the water well. You know, words like toe rag, weapon, tosspot. But in general, I think we're kind of like the Scots. You know, we take pride in our Irish insults because we are Irish, you know. Mm. And I think it's a cultural thing. You know, the way we behave, you know, the way we slag off each other is very different than the Brits.
Yeah, in that we will come up with specific insults for specific people or categories of people.
Well, yeah, when I say it's a cultural thing, you know, there's insults like look at your one, mutton dresses, lamb, or stay to your man, you know, or the head in them. Or, you know, we're great for knocking people to get above their station, which is, I think, a particularly Irish thing, you know.
Mm.
You know, wind your neck in, you know, which is a real kind of one for taking down a peg or two. And like that's just an example. But we also, we have insults that are phrases rather than one word things. Like we have all the one word things, but we also have ones like he's a face on him like a constipated greyhound and he's a neck like a jockey's bollocks. Can I say that?
Yes, well, you just did, so it's too late now.
Yeah.
But neck like a jockey's bollocks, that's been around for a while. But, you know, it's an old reliable one, really, I would have thought.
It is, yeah. And I think our generation, we use these words a fair bit, these phrases a bit. You know, there's a thing, but my favourite is, he's a head in them like a bulldog licking piss off a nettle. Which is a really visual thing. You have to think about it. When you've thought about it, kind of go, oh, geez. You
know? Yeah.
I think the creative insult says something about the giver of the insult. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's kind of like, look at me. I made you think about my insult. And so I'm literally a genius, you know, and kind of says something.
Yeah, I do. I remember when Brian Cowan used to be called Biffo, which was a bit mean, but it kind of worked as well at the same time, you know.
Biggie can fuck a promotion. It was used in RTE, you know. They used to call him Biffo affectionately. I was mean, yeah. We've great little one-worders, which I think are much more in common parlance now. You know, like pain in a hole, pain in the hole.
Yeah.
He's a dog artist. He's a langer.
Yeah.
Know? All these are my joke.
Yeah. I assume, though, that there are insults that are dying out.
I don't know. Before coming on, I asked my daughter to come in and take, do you use any of these words? And she kind of goes, no. And I said, what would you say to somebody if you didn't like them? Oh, he's weird. And I said, oh, jeez. That's the most creative you can come up with, weird. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, use your imagination.
That's becoming a central part of the American presidential election campaign, the use of the word weird. Maybe language has become a bit more bland over time.
Wait, you know, why not call her a wagon? You know, something that sounds good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm. Wagon is it. Well, maybe we're a bit more sensitive. Yeah, because I don't think wagon is... No, it's an insult aimed at women at the same time. So does that mean it's sexist by its very nature? I don't know.
But it's guttural.
Yeah.
You know, and I think very often, you know, insults, you know, sometimes they're not really insults. Like, you know, like wagging is an insult. It depends on the inflection. You know, if you say to someone, you're some boyo, that can be you're some boyo.
Yeah.
But, you're some fucking boyo, you know.
Yeah.
And, but then you go, you're some boyo, you know. It's how we inflect it. I think that's a peculiar Irish thing.
Yeah. Somebody's texting to say, I was once told that I danced like I'd been the victim of a snake bite. I thought it was hilarious and also entirely correct.
That's great.
That's a great one. You should make a note of that. When you were collecting the insults for the book, how did you go about doing it?
We put a survey out to like hundreds of people that we knew over the internet, and then we were getting bits and pieces back. And bits that kept coming back, they were the ones that made it into the book. You know, the famous ones like, you know, he wouldn't give the steam off his piss, you know, for somebody who's being mean. And, another one we loved, what he tries to be a wit, but he's only halfway there.
Yes.
Think about it, you go, oh, right, yeah, you get it. And I think these are kind of things that have been around a long time. You know, particularly down the country, not so much in Dublin, but those little cute or phrases.
Yeah, I imagine you're right. Donal, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Donal O'Dea there, co-author of the book, A Feckin' Irish Insult.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.